Hello, my name is Miss Barb. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you three words. The first word is recognize. Repeat after me. Recognize. Good job. To recognize means to know a person or thing because of something you learned or experienced before. The police officer recognized the criminal's face. Even though I hadn't seen my first grade English teacher in 40 years, I recognized her immediately. My dog recognized the black and white hairs of the skunk and ran away. The next word is own. Can you say own? Own can be a verb. It means to possess or to have. Do you rent your home or own your home? If you own a home, it is your own home. That time we used own as an adjective. It means the home belongs to you. Do you have your own car? Do you own a motorcycle? Should children have their own phones? Our last word is receive. Do you recognize the word receive? We have used it in other stories. To receive means to get, to accept, to be given something, to welcome. I received a phone call from the bank. She received her friend warmly into her own home. He received a check for $2,000. Okay, ready for today's story? It's called Receive Him and Believe Him.
The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
Who gives light? The true light gives light. To whom does the true light give light? The true light gives light to everyone. Where did the true light come? The true light came into the world. Who is the true light? The Word, Jesus, is the true light. When did Jesus come into the world? Jesus came into the world about 2,000 years ago.
The Word was in the world.
Get ready for some tongue twisters. Where was the Word? The Word was in the world. Was the world in the Word? No, the Word was in the world.
And the world was made through him. But the world did not recognize him.
Who made the world? The Word made the world. What did the Word make? The Word made the world. Did the world recognize the Word? No, the world did not recognize the Word.
He came to what was his own, but his own people did not receive him.
Who owned the world? The Word owned the world. Did the Word come to his own world? Yes, the Word came. Did the people in the world come to the Word? No, they did not come to him. He came to them. Did the people in the world receive the Word? No, they did not receive him. His own people did not receive him.
Some people did receive him and did believe in his name.
Did anyone receive the Word? Yes, some people did receive him. Who believed in him? The people who received him believed in him.
He gave them the right to become children of God.
Can people become children of God? Yes, people can become children of God. Are all people children of God? No, not all people are children of God. Do all people have the right to become children of God? No, not all people have the right. Who gives the right to become children of God? The Word gives the right to become a child of God. To whom does the Word give this right? The Word gives this right to people who receive him.
They were not born through their parents.
Were they born through their parents? No, they weren't. You were born physically through your parents, but you are born spiritually through God. If your parent is a child of God, are you also a child of God? No, your parents cannot make you a child of God.
They were not born because of a person's desire or a man's decision.
Were they born because of a person's desire? No, they weren't. Were they born because of a man's decision? No, they weren't. Can I make you a child of God? No, I cannot make you a child of God.
They were born because of what God does.
Why were they born? They were born because of what God does. Who makes us a child of God? God makes us a child of God. Let's listen to the whole story together.
The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. The Word was in the world, and the world was made through him, but the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not receive him. Some people did receive him and did believe in his name. He gave them the right to become children of God. They were not born through their parents. They were not born because of a person's desire or a man's decision. They were born because of what God does.
This story was written in past tense. I will tell the story again in future tense. This is how the story would sound if it was written before it happened. Listen to the differences. The true light, who gives light to everyone, will come into the world. The Word will be in the world, and the world will be made through him. But the world will not recognize him. He will come to what will be his own, but his own people will not receive him. Some people will receive him and will believe in his name. He will give them the right to become children of God. They will not be born through their parents. They will not be born because of a person's desire or a man's decision. They will be born because of what God does. Jesus has come. He has given us light. Many people did not receive him. Are you a child of God? You can be. Will you receive Jesus? Will you believe in Jesus' name? He will give you the right to become a child of God. Do you have questions? You can write me. Go to our website, lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know him and know English. Goodbye.